Hello. Hello. How are you? This is Stories for Kids with Morel Podcast, bringing you stories to educate and entertain you. Oh, zippity doo da. I like this song. Zippity day. My, oh my. Today's story is about a whale. Are you knowledgeable about whales? Are you? Let me give you some facts about whales before I read the story. And I'm about to ring the story bell. And again. Oh, yeah. Whales evolved from land-living mammals. But, as we know, they live in the open ocean today. They feed, mate, give birth, and raise their young at sea. And because whales evolved from land-living mammals, they must regularly surface to breathe air, though they can remain under the water for long periods of time. I understand they can stay there for about 90 minutes more. Some whales are known as dwarf whales. They're about over 8 feet long and weigh around 298 pounds. That we're talking about the dwarf whales. And of course, we know these creatures are big. So the bigger whales can be about 98 feet long and weigh 190 tons. Other species of whales are humpback. And maybe you've heard about the sperm whale. The sperm whale is the largest toothed predator on Earth, and they can dive to great depths to catch squid and other things in the sea. And there's baleen whales, B-A-L-E-E-N whales. They have no teeth. They can expel huge mouthfuls of water. They have enormous heads and a great sense of smell. Oh, whales. That's W-H-A-L-E-S, not the country. Okay, enough facts about whales. Let's get creative and turn to storytelling. And I think we will bring my friend along, Birdie. You like whales? Birdie says hello. And now, let's begin the story. So I hope you are, as ever, sitting comfortably. And let us begin the story about the whale. It's actually entitled, How the Whale Got His Throat. How the Whale Got His Throat. And the whale, of course, I'll spell again, is W-H-A-L-E. Those big mammals live in the sea. Okay, here, let's go. In the sea, once upon a time, oh my best beloved, there was a whale, and he ate fishes. He ate the garfish, and the starfish, and the crab, and the dab, and the plaice, and the dace, and the skate and his mate, and the mackerel, and the pickerel, and the really, truly, twirly, whirly eel. All the fishes he could find in all the sea, he ate with his mouth. So, till at last, there was only one small fish left in all the sea. And he was a small, astute fish. That's S-T-U-T-E, astute fish. And he swam a little behind the whale's right ear, so as to be out of harm's way. Then the whale stood up on his tail and said, I'm hungry. And the small astute fish said, in a small astute voice, Noble, and generous cetacean. Have you ever tasted man?
No, said the whale. What is it like?
Nice, said the small astutefish. Nice, but nubbly.
Then fetch me some, said the whale.
And he made the sea froth up with his tail. One at a time is enough, said the astutefish. If you swim to latitude 50 north, longitude 40 west, that is magic, you will find, sitting on a raft in the middle of the sea with nothing on but a pair of blue canvas breeches, a pair of suspenders.
You must not forget these suspenders, best beloved.
And a jackknife, one shipwrecked mariner, who it is only fair to tell you is a man of infinite resource and sagacity.
So the whale swam and swam to latitude 50 north, longitude 40 west, as fast as he could swim, and on a raft in the middle of the sea with nothing to wear except a pair of blue canvas breeches, a pair of suspenders. Oh, you must particularly remember the suspenders, best beloved. And a jackknife. He found one single, solitary, shipwrecked mariner trailing his toes in the water. Oh, he had his mummy's leave to paddle, or else he would never have done it, because he is a man of infinite resource and sagacity. Then the whale opened his mouth back and back and back, till it nearly touched his tail, and he swallowed the shipwrecked mariner and the raft he was sitting on, and his blue canvas breeches and the suspenders, which you must not forget, and the jackknife. He swallowed them all down into his dark inside cupboards. And then he smacked his lips, so, and turned round three times on his tail. But as soon as the mariner, who was a man of infinite resource and sagacity, found himself truly inside the whale's warm, dark inside cupboards, he stumped, and he jumped, and he thumped, and he bumped, and he pranced, and he danced, and he banged, and he clanged, and he hit, and he bit, and he leaped, and he creeped, and he prowled, and he howled, and he hopped, and he dropped, and he cried, and he sighed, and he crawled, and he bawled, and he stepped, and he leapt, and he danced hornpipes wherever he shouldn't. And the whale felt most unhappy indeed. Have you forgotten the suspenders? So he said to the astutefish,
this man is very nubbly, and besides, he's making me hiccough. What should I do?
Tell him to come out, said the astutefish. So the whale called down his own throat to the shipwrecked mariner.
Come out and behave yourself. I've got the hiccoughs.
Nay, said the mariner. Not so, but far otherwise. Take me to my natal shore and the white cliffs of Albion, and I'll think about it. And he began to dance more than ever.
You'd better take him home, said the astutefish to the whale. I ought to have warned you that he's a man of infinite resource and sagacity. So the whale swam and swam and swam with both flippers and his tail as hard as he could for the hiccoughs. And at last he saw the mariners at natal shore and the white cliffs of Albion, and he rushed halfway up to the beach and opened his mouth wide and wide and wide and said,
"Change here for Winchester, Hashelot, Nashor, Keene, and stations on the Fitchburg Road."
And just as he said Fitch, the mariner walked out of his mouth. But while the whale had been swimming, the mariner, who was indeed a person of infinite resource and sagacity, had taken his jackknife and cut up the raft into a little square grating, all running crisscross. And he had tied it firm with his suspenders. "Now you know why you were not to forget the suspenders." And he dragged that grating good and tight into the whale's throat. And there it stuck. Then he recited the following sloka, which, as you have not heard it, I will now proceed to relate. "By means of a grating, I have stopped your eating." So the mariner, he was also an Hibernian, and he stepped out on the shingle and went home to his mother, who had given him leave to trail his toes in the water. And he married and lived happily ever afterward. So did the whale. But from that day on, the grating in his throat, which he could neither cough up nor swallow down, prevented him eating anything except very, very small fish. And that is the reason why whales nowadays never eat men or boys or little girls. The small 'stutefish went and hid himself in the mud under the door sills of the equator. He was afraid that the whale might be angry with him. The sailor took the jackknife home. He was wearing the blue canvas breeches when he walked out on the shingle. The suspenders were left behind, you see, to tie the grating with. And that is the end of that tale. When the cabin portholes are dark and green because of the seas outside, when the ship goes whoop with a wiggle between, and the steward falls into the soup tureen, and the trunks begin to slide, when nursery lies on the floor in a heap, and mummy tells you to let her sleep, and you aren't waked or washed or dressed, why then you will know, if you haven't guessed, you're 50 north and 40 west. Oh, the whale. I hope you enjoy the story. Birdie. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, what task can I give you? Well, I think you could, once again, you could do a summary about the story, about the whale and his throat. Or you could do a drawing, a painting. Can you imagine? There's the whale, and then we'll have the 'stutefish, the little fish. And place the fish, the 'stutefish, which side? Is that the left or the right? I think it's the right. The right side of the whale's ear. See if you can do that. That's your job. Have fun. I will be back I will be back, and you can note some vocabulary, some new words that you can add to your vocabulary. I will be back. Zippity-doo-da. Zippity-day. Oh, my. What a wonderful day. Have great fun. I'll see you soon. Stories for Kids. And do tell others about Stories for Kids. Stories for Kids with Morale Podcast. I'll see you soon. Bye for now. Bye. Bye.